This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Hump Day is here, Australia. So is Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hello. I'm going to miss
bump
you guys.
Day.
It's Bump Day. It's our final show together. No, not final show. I mean final week together.
Final I'm like, geez, someone's knocking off early.
No, final week together. It's making me emotional.
It's all right. We've got some great best of still to come for all you beautiful people listening. And great show coming up because I've opened a new business that I think everybody's going to be pretty excited about. Yep. That's up next. But later in the show, I'm also pretty excited about a special photo that I got my hands on that you sent me and our producer, Sonda.
Privately. I sent it to you just as a little internal private joke.
Would you say in confidence?
not in confidence, just on text, thinking that's where it would stay.
No, I mean that's in confidence,
No, in confidence is more of a don't show anyone. I was happy for you to show, like, our workmates and stuff, just not the entire nation.
But as you know, I think of us making this show with the people of this great nation. So
yes,
I consider all our listeners, our workmates,
about my
our colleagues.
And feelings is
I just think if you're listening to this show, you put in just as much effort as we do. The callers get involved, so they are part of making the show. So they are my friends and colleagues that I'm going to show the photo to.
This is the worst photo I think I've ever had taken that's ever seen the light of day of me. And you have decided, because it's now in your control, that you're going to put it online.
Yeah. We're going to do that later in the show. Christian.
You've already sent it to me.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I want to talk Antarctica Marathon.
How are you going?
I'm going fine. Training's going fine, but I need to raise more money.
Can I just say one little thing before we get going? Just a tiny little thing I've been wanting to point out for a while now, but I feel like it's a critical point.
Mm.
Do you know the place you're going to? What's it called?
Antarctica.
Yeah, Antarctica.
What have I said?
So across all your posts and everything, you always say Antarctica without the C. Antarctica.
Have I been spelling it wrong?
Yeah, you've forgotten the C in the TARC. Yeah.
Why'd you bring that up on air? You could have brought it up privacy without embarrassing me in front of everybody.
Because as you just said a break before, we're all in this together. The listeners are part of our group. And, you know, what's mine is yours is theirs.
So I've been too busy training to focus on the place
I'm
going to.
You're going to Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Yeah.
And
but you need more cash.
I need to raise more money, right? We're raising money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia to find a cure, hopefully, for people who have suffered a spinal cord injury.
Great cause.
At the moment, we have $5,792.55.
Amazing.
That's great. But I want to get to $50,000.
What?
And that is nowhere near the $50,000.
You want to get to $50,000?
Yes.
How long have we got to go?
A month. That's time.
I've donated. I'm just putting my hand up. I have donated.
You and Chris have been very generous and donated. Thank you. I really appreciate
$50,000.
Yep. And the link, if you want to donate, is in my link in my bio on Instagram. Christian, web guy, Christian Hull, great man. Have you donated?
He will. We were just chatting about it the other day. He will.
Buzz, have you donated?
Tomorrow's payday, my man, so I will be.
Good. Yeah. Sonda, have you donated, producer?
No.
Okay.
But I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Okay, good.
Yeah, charity starts at home.
Well, here's the thing. I thought maybe it's because I'm just asking people for nothing. I thought maybe I could get.
What do you mean
you're
asking them for nothing? You're asking them to support you running 42 kilometres.
Yeah, but I think maybe people want things in return, right? And I thought maybe I need to get a bit more entrepreneurial about it. I thought, what is one of the biggest new businesses going around?
Yeah.
And then I stumbled upon a little known site called Airtasker.com. And I'll tell you what, in 2017, 1 million tasks were posted on Airtasker and they earned over $17 million. Here I am going for a pissy 50 grand and Airtasker got $17 million.
But you know that meant people had to do jobs. You'd have to do jobs if you're going to take that model on.
Yeah.
Yes?
So I thought I would open my own business.
Yeah.
Called Air Tommysker. Where people basically ask me to do things in exchange for donating to this great and worthwhile charity.
Mate, I've got a list at home. Where do you want to start?
Well, that's good because as you already know, and I would do anything for cash. What do you want me to do? 131060. Give us a call now. What do you want me to do? And you will agree on a price. That money goes to charity. You get something done. You could buy things off me. I could promote your brand. I could wear your clothes. I could do something like that. What do you? What's on your list, Bickers?
Okay, well, the lawns need to be mowed.
Okay,
I need you to put together the change table. What? $1,000?
Yeah, you're done all right, mate.
Jim's mowing is like 50. I'm not paying you $1,000.
Yeah, but he's not giving it to charity.
Yeah, but you got to be reasonable about what your price is.
$500 and I'll mow your lawns.
$500?
Yeah.
What? Okay, can I throw in some other things that you'll do?
Yeah.
Put my change table together, fix my dishwasher.
What's a change table?
Well, I'm going to change a nappy.
Oh, mate. I was thinking coins. We live different lives.
I was like,
how much change you got? They need a whole table. Just go to the bank, woman. Oh, I thought I was going to be a genius. I'll take the change. I'll give it to the charity.
You'll need a change table halfway through your run when you can't find a toilet.
Yeah,
you'll like, oh, that's the change table. Vicmore was
apparently
got
to take everything out of Antarctica. Well,
oh, do
so,
you?
Yeah, so if you do it, you've got to carry it out in a bag.
Well, there's a job. That's another job. But you need someone else for that. Yeah. So
what, offer to change people?
No. You can come and change my baby's nappies. Oh, I'll pay you to do that.
Okay, $1,000 a pop.
You just sit outside the house and wait for whenever I just ding, ding, just, another one.
So I'm just
ding,
sitting
ding,
on the front
one,
porch.
Ding,
what are you doing, Tommy? Just waiting for a baby to bog? Okay.
Well, my friends already text me. She's saying, can we donate for Tommy to wear one of our company's aprons, cargo crew aprons?
Absolutely.
Great. Yep, how much do you want me to tell her it cost her?
$500, I
reckon. All right, I'll tell her now.
Great. Okay.
Anyway,
and we just mentioned it on radio.
Okay.
So, no, yes, say $1,000. Yeah, that's
$1,000.
$500, okay. Mentioned on radio. $500, I'll wear the apron. That's fantastic. Give us a call, 131060. Great. We've already got some rippers coming through. This is fantastic. What do you want me to do? It's here, Tomiska.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking Antarctica. Ice marathon, which I'm doing December 13, raising money for a great cause, Spinal Cord Injuries Australia, to try and find a cure for spinal cord injuries.
And you've already raised an incredible amount of money, $5,000, but you're telling me you want to raise $50,000.
I want to get to $50,000, and if you want the link, it is in my bio of my Instagram page. But I thought maybe people want things done for them in exchange for money.
Yeah.
And so I thought, off the back of Airtasker being so popular, why don't we just bloody do this? Air Tomiska. Yeah. Because as you know, Buzzhole,
I would do anything for
cash. I mean,
but I won't do that. What wouldn't you do?
No, anything.
Not much. Okay.
Pretty much anything.
Good. 131060.
Ellie, what would you like me to do?
I was hoping you'd take my friend out on a date for her 30th birthday.
Oh.
That's, how much money?
I'm a single mum and don't have much, but I was going to donate $100.
Oh, Ellie.
I don't want to take money.
No.
But Bickers, you donate the $100.
Ellie, I'll donate the $100 on behalf of you if Tommy agrees to take your friend out.
What's your friend's name?
Oh, that's amazing.
What's your friend's name?
Her name's Danny.
Danny. Okay. Looks like I'm going on a date with Danny.
I just want to point out, I have already donated. So this is above and beyond.
Yeah,
I don't want to look like a tight ass that's only been forced into donating.
No, you've already given a very generous donation. Yes. You and your partner, Chris.
But I'll help Ellie out for sure.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay. That makes you a pimp. You're a pimp. For sure. Okay, so I'm going on a date with Danny.
Okay, that's going on a date with Danny.
$100.
$100. Yep.
Let's go to Maddie. Maddie, what do you want me to do, bro?
Tommy, how are you, mate? Well, I'm a tradie, and I'm willing to give you $300 to come out the site and wash my filthy car, mate.
Oh, you could do that.
I mean, do I have to wear hot pants?
Well, yeah, if you want, mate. It's more the merrier, you know.
You know I want it.
You've been waiting for a moment to wear them.
From all the rain, though, so $300 is yours if you come down and give it a nice old scrub.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, okay, good on you, Maddie. $300, you ripper.
Awesome, Maddie. What about Michael? Michael, what do you want?
Michael, you...
Call me $300 if he shares my business page on his Facebook.
I tell you what about if we just give it a plug on air? I mean...
Right now,
We go out to nearly a million people, Michael. There's over 50 stations around the country. I reckon us mentioning it on air would be worth $300 now. What do you think about that?
No, I'll give you half of that for that.
Oh, he's a tough man.
No, let's go to the next caller.
Oh, I guess you said you're not going to do everything.
Yeah, and also, I mean, $150, like it's a good offer, but I offered him the cheapest advertising he will ever get.
Yeah, and an ad spot is a lot more than that.
I just...
Gosh,
you know.
I didn't know it was going to get tense. David.
Hang on, or should we go back to Michael?
Mate, it's your...
No,
going,
oh, same, I'm getting no, nose. I'm David, getting nose here.
David.
Okay, David, talk to us. What do you need?
Tommy, I wouldn't do this, but I challenge you. I will give you $500 if you go vegan for a week.
Amazing.
Tell you what, David.
Oh, no.
What would you... Okay.
Are you going to say to him you want to do it with him?
Would you double down on that, David? Would you go as well?
If someone paid me $2,000, honestly, for a week, I would.
Could you go vegan, do you reckon, for a week?
No.
$500 is a lot
of
money.
It's great. Oh.
Come on, it's just 1 week.
Okay, David, but we're going to need to see the cash, and then I will do it.
100%. I'll even $500 if you do it for a week, but you have to do it strictly on point.
Was okay. That $750?
Yeah. I'll go to $750.
Oh, my gosh. So now you're up it. Over $1,000.
I'll document it for you,
good
Dave,
on you,
as well.
David.
Good on you, David. Thank you. $750, you absolute legend. Great stuff. Oh, vegan for a week.
Oh, Tammy's got a good offer. Yep. Tammy, what do you want?
Hey, Tommy, I had a brilliant idea to open mm-hmm. my own medical centre.
Okay.
And we're having our first birthday in January, yep. and yep. I will pay you $1,000 to supervise the kids with the jumping castle.
Okay.
Because you have done that, Tammy. You might not know this, but Tommy's actually saved a life on a jumping castle before. Seriously.
The jumping castle was deflating and I dived in and got a kid out of there. Tammy,
$1,000. Come on, that'll be after you run. But if the money's pledged now and given now, will you do it?
Tammy, you've got yourself a supervisor. Great work, Tammy. $1,000, you legend. Thanks, Tammy.
Oh. Wow. So you're now at $2,150.
Yes.
Okay, finally, okay, we mentioned before my friend said if you give a shout-out to a business, she'll give you some cash. Lucy joins us now. Lucy, what are you wanting?
G'day, guys. Well, we were thinking that Tommy could wear nothing but a cargo crew apron and cook Carrie breakfast tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't know I was going to get something out of this as well. How much are you offering?
Situation. We're offering $500, or if you'd like to come in and cook breakfast for the whole cargo crew office, we'll give you $1,000.
I don't need brekkie. I take more, the higher amount of money.
I can't cook a whole team breakfast.
Oh, yes, you can.
Well, you are vegan now for a week, so that could be a problem.
Do you want me to come and help you? Would you like me to come and help you tomorrow?
No, I can't do it in nothing but an apron with a big crowd of people.
We can talk about the logistics afterwards. You're happy for him to wear undies, aren't you, Lucy?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Or not.
Someone
will say 800 with undies.
800. Oh, or 500 and you just have to cook me. Or 500 and you just got to cook
I'm going to take the 500 and Bickers breakfast.
Okay.
Awesome. In the cargo crew apron. Great work, everybody. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I was going to say, should we discuss the elephant in the room? But that's not what it is.
It's pretty close to an elephant.
No, it's not. It's a crying panda.
It's a crying panda. When did I send it to you? Monday morning?
Yes, you sent both myself and our producer, Sonda, a photo.
Mm.
And you said, I've got the text here. You said, this was me reading the last chapter of my sad book last night. And then you still don't know how to use emojis, mate, because you thought you sent the crying emoji. Yeah. You sent the laughing one.
No, I meant to send the laughing one.
Oh, okay.
I was laughing at myself.
Okay, you've got it right.
No,
sorry.
I've got
I apologize.
I've
sorry.
Worked, after sorry. 5 years yep. of sending the wrong emoji, I've worked it out. No, what happened was Sunday night, I'd been out and about. I went to see We Will Rock You, right?
Yes.
And I came back and
so full face of makeup on.
Well, I didn't have full face. I just put on some mascara.
That is a lot of mascara, mate.
I'd put on a lot of mascara.
That's
but
easy.
I didn't have a full face.
How? What's a full face?
Mate,
this is
you watched the project
this
each
is
night,
enough
yeah.
to mascara. This is enough to mascara a small town.
Yes.
A small village could be actually drowned in this mascara.
Anyway, I went about my afternoon, put the kids to bed, and I'm really into reading at the moment, right? And I had two more chapters left of the book that I'm reading at the moment.
You're saying it like it's a fad.
How much reading are you doing at the moment? It is a fad. I'm back to reading.
Two books a day?
I was Netflixing all the time, and now I've realised it wasn't helping me sleep, so I'm going back to reading at night.
Literature and chill.
Lit and chill.
Yeah.
This book is so full on and it is so sad. It's probably the worst book to read when I'm pregnant about to have a little baby.
I don't want to know.
And in this book, I shouldn't give away how it ends. Anyway, it's really sad. And so as I was reading, I started crying. And then Chris walked in and he goes, what's happened? And I said, the book's just really sad. And he was like, what? Oh, I thought something had happened. I said, why? And he said, look at your face. And so I turned the camera around and took a selfie of myself. I was like, oh. And that's the photo I sent you where I'm a crying mess with makeup.
You've got snot coming from your nose. You look like the Joker. You look like you're doing a very good Heath Ledger.
I actually have snot dripping, like it's mid-drip out of my...
Yeah, it's mid-drip.
I was really upset.
It is actually mid-drip.
It is mid-drip.
Yeah, it's really mid-drip.
I was full on like...
But you've done this weird thing where it's like they've got a traumatised child, but they've gone, but smile for the photo, because you've weirdly smiled, so you're so
crying. Put a camera in front of my face, mate, and I'll give you a smile.
She's upset, but she's showbiz.
Anyway, so you've already sent it to Christian to bloody put on our Carrie Tommy show.
Is that up there now?
Is it up there?
Yes.
Don't read me the comments because they're just going to be so cruel because it is the worst photo of all time.
I think it's great.
But I want to talk to people about what broke you.
Yeah.
The thing that broke you, because I came in and showed one of the girls in makeup when I was in makeup the other day who's also pregnant, and she said that on the weekend she was cooking a jack of potato and she cut the top off and then all the sides fell apart so she could no longer stuff the stuff in the middle and she burst out crying and then threw the potato at her husband. She was like, the jack of potato, it broke me. It got me.
Yeah.
And she just couldn't stop
because
crying.
It's not about that thing.
No, it's not about the
jack of potato. It's about the thousand other things.
It is.
But we don't want to know about those thousand other things because they're depressing. What we want to know is the one little thing that made you just pierce that damn wall and you went,
It was like once I asked for somebody to get me some Speedy Bake bread for minestrone soup I was making. You know what Speedy Bake is?
No.
Speedy Bake is that bread that you put in for like 15 minutes and then it warms up in the oven.
Yep.
And instead they brought me a French stick. That's not what I wanted.
Cracked
so
it.
I cried. Right. Through the French stick. Was
give
also
us a call. Give us a call, 13 10 60. What was the tiny thing that broke you? You don't have to be pregnant. This happens to everybody.
All the time.
Give us a call. Yeah. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Oh, I'm capable of many things. I'm capable of crying and looking like the Joker as well, which is what has happened on the weekend.
It's such a good photo.
When I was finishing a book that I was reading called The Mother's Grief, which was so bloody sad and is the worst thing to read when I'm pregnant.
And
I cried.
Just the best thing of, gotta take a selfie.
Someone's gone on our Instagram and said, oh my God, I was listening to this, how you explained it isn't even close to this. I literally gasped at it.
Yeah.
And I love the one that because we've been asking what broke you, what was the moment that you just collapsed in fits of tears for no reason? And she said, I cried like this when I was 8 months pregnant. My partner made me a burrito instead of a taco. I was devastated.
I've just got one comment under here. It just says, Jesus.
Sorry, everybody. Kelly, what broke you?
I hysterically bawled my eyes out because my partner did my dishes for me.
What do you mean? Isn't that meant to be a thing that makes you, not breaks
you? Because you were happy?
I have no idea. It took me about half an hour to calm down because I was so hysterical that he had done my dishes.
Were you pregnant?
Yeah, I was heavily pregnant.
There we go. That explains it.
But still, sorry, is this happiness hysterical?
Yeah, I think because you're just happy someone's
helping
you. You're
just overcome by emotion.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think I was just so happy that they were being done because I was very sick when I was pregnant and wasn't able to do them myself.
You don't need to explain, Kelly. Yeah. This is the thing about this segment. You really don't need to explain. I shouldn't need to explain why the book just got me.
Sorry.
You know? It just does. Things just get you.
It's an amazing partnership that you're in when them doing the dishes surprises you so much that it brings you
to tears. That's most partnerships.
Is it?
Let's be honest. Sarah.
Actually, that's me and Luke at home. I never do.
Sarah, it was a book that got me. What broke you?
We went through Hungry Jack's while I was pregnant, and my husband took a bite of my cheeseburger instead of his chicken burger. And I told him, that's fine, just eat it. And then I cried hysterically for 20 minutes until he went back to get me a cheeseburger.
Amazing. Amazing. Really, I had a meltdown the other night, Sarah, because I came home and there was no dinner cooked for me and everyone else had eaten dinner. And I lost my, I actually lost my mind.
I've learned. Pregnant women and food.
If I'm not pregnant now, I'd probably cry over that.
What about Kate? Kate, what broke you, babe?
I had my mother-in-law's birthday party, but I couldn't reach my shoe, so I started crying and then we just didn't go.
You've got, because Carrie, you said that happens to you.
All
you
the
can't
time.
Tie up your laces at
yeah,
the moment.
Yeah, I'm pretty emotional about my laces as well.
When you're huge, it's really hard to bend down, and it was just out of my reach, and my partner wouldn't get it for me, so, yeah, no.
I love how you just didn't end up going.
I refused to go. Get it
for me. Mate, you're learning a lot about relationships during this break, hey?
I'm too busy not doing the dishes to not tie your shoe.
Finally to Taylor. Taylor, what broke you?
Guys, I wasn't even pregnant, which makes this twice as bad. I was on a second date with a guy and everything was great until he leant over and took too much of my satay sauce, and that was it. I burst out crying.
Yeah. I think we've got another call on the other line. It's a guy ringing in to say the moment he was broken was when he was on a second date and the girl burst out in tears over satay sauce.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have we got something for you tomorrow? Now, all year, you've been playing, I'm a prank boy, I'm a prank boy, I'm so
That's
funny.
That's not how the opener goes,
Oh,
man.
Sorry, I forgot you
he
made an opener.
He thinks that he's a pranker. Everyone else thinks he's
such a wanker.
Classic prank boy.
It's got
everybody's
to the
favorite character on radio.
Where I don't everybody loves superhero. Him. How long till you got a movie out?
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where I don't know what's real anymore in our life. Like, you're pranking me so much on and off air. I don't know what is real, including this week where we did our last ever paper quiz for the year, and I genuinely believed we got 5 out of 5 right, and you had cheated and pre-read all the questions, and you literally ruined my day.
Just enough clues so you deliver the answers yourself.
I hate you. That's the most joy I felt ever doing the show with you, and it wasn't real.
Classic prank boy!
Yay! Oh, so tiresome.
Geez,
so
now that
tiresome.
I hear that back though. Your comments are pretty scathing.
Yeah, well, it's like not the first time. It's a boy who cried wolf over and over again. You got a tattoo in your face and was trying to tell me that you'd been booted off the project.
You're lucky that prank boys, you know, not sensitive at all and pretty emotionally stable, and none of this affects him, because I think you took it a step too far, right? Because you've
with
tried
the prank
to get
that we're going to reveal tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. I got your back bad.
You did. And I need to let people know that you might be listening and you might think, but hang on, there was that time where Carrie already got Tommy back and was prank girl. Because,
when I gave you the cake.
Yeah, because I just mentioned offhand to one of our producers that my birthday was that week and you guys scheme together and came up
because we
with
freaked
a prank.
Out for a second that it was your birthday, so we thought we better get you a cake.
Yeah.
And then we realized you were lying.
Yeah, and then what you did was you, with the meeting of idiots, you decided that together you would print up the worst gift voucher I've ever seen for my
Christian.
You do amazing work. I don't know who you palmed that job off to. Did you?
I did it myself.
You printed up a gift voucher for $1,000 for a restaurant. It didn't make any sense.
And then you made this cake.
And it said F you. We knew it was a prank.
And we thought you bought it.
And for the sake of radio idea, I went, oh, very funny, guys. And as Australia heard it, Buzz then hit into a song.
Yeah.
That's how it ended. Yeah. But what the rest of Australia probably doesn't know is prank girl didn't get her own back at all.
No, you could tell that the whole thing was a prank.
Well, here,
really annoying.
We kept recording afterwards, and this is how, as soon as our microphones went off, this is what happened.
You guys are the worst and then you print out the theater on the thing. I was like, oh god. It takes the worst sort of prank for it. So Sonda was doing this. She went,
oh f-
Sonda's done full home alone on me.
Did not at any point during that you think I thought it was your birthday today.
Not in the slightest moment.
And so after that effort,
yeah,
my guard was down.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, I'm going to see any prank coming like a freight train. Yeah. Like Sandra will start slapping her cheeks with her hands again, like Macaulay Culkin.
And after that, my motivation to get you was very high. So together, that was like the perfect storm.
And
for
I still don't think this sits in the realm of prank.
It does sit in the world.
I think it sits in the realm of
what I did to you.
Oh, that's evil.
Oh, that was
so evil.
It involved people, a lot of people,
yeah,
a lot of GoPros, yep, a lot of people who I didn't know, not even in our show,
yep,
being in on it.
Should we have a listen?
Sure. It's on.
Yep.
You just need to relax.
Okay. Really? But are they going to be okay? Everything's going to be okay.
They're at a hospital.
Okay.
And they're together.
That there is Sonda crying. That there is you driving me to hospital because I pranked you and pretended I was in labour.
That was only half an hour into what would be an over an hour ordeal that involved so many different players with so many moving, yep, parts, that I'm beginning to think the usual suspects looked like a bloody amateur hour.
And you will get to hear all of that unfold tomorrow on our show. Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Now, if you're standing around the water cooler at lunch and you heard people talking about My Health Record and you thought, what the hell is the My Health Record? What are you laughing about, Christian?
Christian can't.
Christian's lost his mind. Laugh. This is really not that funny. We haven't done anything funny. What?
Don't now hold your laughing.
Why are you guys laughing? Now Sonda's dribbling. What's happened?
Oh, my God. Sonda tried to talk into the microphone and it was off.
But, mate, that happens every day. Why is that funny today?
I love how Son, you spat just then, but you used your cup to catch your spit. But it's half full of coffee and you're going to drink back out of that.
Oh. Do you want me to spit on the floor or spit in my cup?
Spit on the floor.
Okay. Do you know what she's drinking? Do you know what she's drinking out of, though?
Yes.
My Christmas present to her.
Yeah, pretty great.
Yeah. What did you guys? Did you get the guys?
It's on the way. And the good thing about that, you got us all named mugs.
Yeah.
And the great thing about that is that the one that has been spat in says Sonder on,
so no one
else will drink from it.
Anyway, back to My Health Record.
Yes.
Okay. So you may have been hearing about this. You had until tomorrow to decide whether you wanted to opt out. So everyone's going to be included in the My Health Record,
right,
unless you opt out. Well, today the Senate's voted to extend that because phone lines were jammed, websites were crashing. So you've got now until the middle of January, I think actually January 31st, mm-hmm, maybe, to opt out of it. You're looking at me like I'm talking in another language.
No, because you said to me just before we went to air, hey, with this My Health stuff, if you have any questions, just ask me.
Well, I mean, I wasn't so confident like that. I was just like, you know, if you've got any questions, I'll try and answer
it. I don't know. What is it?
Okay, so it's going to be like a central place where all of your medical information is stored. So chiropractor, doctor, dentist,
yeah,
psychologist, you know, it'll help in an emergency if you go into hospital. Someone needs to access and know everything about your medical history. It's in one place rather than, oh, well, I go to this doctor, but I also go to this chiropractor and this. Well, it's also raised a lot of concerns, obviously, around privacy and security and the hackability of it. And do you want your dentist being able to see what's happened to your psychologist? But all of those things. And there's lots of different things, elements here where you can opt out of. So you can make it quite, you can change the settings. So, for example, other providers can't necessarily see, certain providers can't see other information.
You know, when you go to a different doctor because you know the last doctor gave you antibiotics not that long ago and they're not going to give you antibiotics again. So you go to a different doctor.
Yeah, you should opt out.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's lots of benefits to it, but obviously people have a lot of concerns as well. So go online,
yep,
look into it before you make the decision,
just
and then you
out.
Can decide whether to opt in or
I'd
opt out. I sound like an advocate for it. I've already opted out.
Have you?
Our fans around the world have been very excited about something that's been dropped on Instagram.
Oh, is there other people dropping stuff? I thought we were the king droppers.
A lot bigger than us dropping things, mate.
Pregnancy shoots?
Across, no, Instagram and Twitter. We're talking about Game of Thrones. The show's official account has posted overnight announcing the 8th and final season.
It's happening.
Yes, they've posted it with the words, every battle, every betrayal, every risk, every fight, every sacrifice, every death, all hashtag for the throne. It's going to air in April next year's the date. Here's the trailer.
Wow. mean, I reckon both of you could. Game of Thrones, you win.
Shh. Or you die.
I mean, there's a lot of music. We could have talked over this bit.
There's only one war that matters.
I reckon we're missing a lot of picture stuff in that silent bit. I reckon there was a lot of cool pictures going on that we're not quite getting the full effect of on radio. But, oh, that sounds good.
It's going to have six episodes, but each episode's going to be supersized, whatever that means.
I realise I stopped watching Game of Thrones.
You've lost the ability to talk?
No, well, I stopped watching Game of Thrones, and I realised from that voice that something happens that I don't know about.
Of course. Mate, I didn't even get to the Red Wedding.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I've really got a lot of catching up to do.
Jeez, the Red Wedding's fun.
Was it?
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, that wasn't the word that I heard used to describe it, but sure.
It's fun to watch.
And finally, a Japanese woman. You need to think about this because you're about to do your marathon, right?
Think Japanese women.
No. What would you do if you got injured, okay? A Japanese woman who broke her leg while running in a long-distance relay has been hailed a hero. She crawled. And you should see the vision more than 200 metres. So just so she could tag the next runner. She was nearing the end of her 3.5-kilometre running stretch. She fell and broke her tibia. And she was like, I can't do this. This is a team event. I can't let my team down. So she crawled to the next person.
Her teammates are way nicer than my mates. Because you know what they do?
What?
Just as I was about to tag them, they'd take another two steps forward and be just out of arm's reach the whole time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Kate, hello.
Woo! Oh.
You. Woo!
No, guys, let's talk about it. Let's talk about
the elephant in the room, the fact that now that he's no longer being papped, he's going back to dressing the way he used
normal.
To.
Sunnies are gone, normal shirt.
He's really been in a slump, Carrie. That's very cruel.
No, you have hurt me. I won't deny it. I was looking for the camera today and it wasn't there.
No, you can just pay to have that permanently.
I might.
However, when are we going to put up the photos? Have you put up the photos that the pap took?
I'll put some up, absolutely.
Oh, you put some up? I saw them. Yeah, I'll put them up on mine as well.
Yeah, there's a few on our Instagram as well, at Carrie Tommy Show.
The one of you bending
over to pick up the coin, isn't it? It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I want to talk about some other photos and the launch party for these photos. Let's talk Men and Mongrels, guys.
Men and Mongrels.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just a calendar of men and
next Tuesday night.
You've got a half mongrel.
I've been having I've been having a little look through your men.
Oh, they're good, aren't they? And how adorable are the mongrels?
Yeah, it was hard for me to get any. I mean, there's a lot of men entered, and Sasha French really, she worked overtime.
Our producer
in picking.
Really never seen her so keen to do a day's work.
Yeah.
So who's your favourite? You've got a favourite there?
No.
Oh, it's hard to pick. I mean, they're all your favourites.
Have you seen us in the alleyway?
Yeah, I was just looking at you guys. I was like, who's that? Oh, it's Kate. With the moustache.
Right. Yes, I'm the mongrel, Harry. Right.
So we haven't revealed everything yet, though.
No,
so.
You know we've got Amy Shark and you know
Conrad Sewell.
Conrad Sewell, I heard.
And we can't tell you who the third one is because we're announcing it on our show this afternoon. But Carrie.
Yeah, well, you can't say
that. Oh, really?
He or she is one of the biggest.
They may be transitioning. Yeah. Who knows?
Why do you say that?
Because we're just keeping it vague.
Oh,
we're
he or she.
I think the name gives it away.
Yeah. We haven't said
you can change it.
I think you're spot on. That would be a hard name to change.
Shut up. Anyway, that's happening. That's
so
being announced.
Fun.
In fact, both
when can we buy the calendar? What happens there?
Well, we're not actually selling the calendar, which is we're giving it away.
No, we're giving it away.
But it feels like it's so popular
at my hairdresser today, Cooney said to who's one of the hairdressers there, said, I love what you're doing with the calendar. I will definitely be buying one. And I went, no, you won't. You'll be nice to Katie and she might give you one.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds like a sweet side hustle for you guys. If you guys are getting them for free, just start selling them.
You're right.
Like you with your mugs.
Absolutely, after gigs. Yeah.
Tommy Little.
I could sell them after gigs so I could line up next to Tommy. But he's got his bad language
his
mugs.
His gangster mugs.
And I've got my dog calendar.
That sounds perfect. Let's just set up a shop.
Carrie and I will be selling something else.
Whoa. Hey.
Man and mongrels.
Well, that is coming up next with Izzy and Kate. We're back tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye, all.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.